Li embodied the noblest elements of this aristocratic ideal. Through him, the landed nobility justified itself. For 4 years, the southern states had fought a desperate war to uphold the ideals for which Li stood. In the end, it almost seemed as if the Confederacy fought for Li, as if he himself was the Confederacy, the best thing that the way of life for which the Confederacy stood could ever have to offer. He had passed into legend before Appomattox. Thousands of tired, underfed, poorly clothed Confederate soldiers long since passed the simple enthusiasm of the early days of the struggle, somehow considered Lee the symbol of everything for which they had been willing to die. But they could not quite put this feeling into words. If the lost cause, sanctified by so much heroism and so many deaths, had a living justification, its justification was General Lee. Grant, the son of a tanner on the western frontier, was everything Lee was not. He had come up the hard way, and embodied nothing in particular except the eternal toughness and sinewy fiber of the men who grew up beyond the mountains. He was one of a body of men who owed reverence and obeisance to no one, who were self-reliant to a fault, who cared hardly anything for the past, but who had a sharp eye for the future.